A Palm Pilot that does Windows, the glass ones, not the computer ones. A camera that pastes the photos in the album. There are all kinds of gadgets you can wish existed this holiday season, but here with a batch of honest-to-goodness real ones, David Legesse. He's a senior editor at U.S. News, and he covers personal technology. So you made a list. You've checked it twice. Any tech breakthroughs this year?
Not really. There are no major products that sort of set the market on fire. What we see a lot is, as with most electronics, things are getting better and cheaper. We also saw, as we looked at the market this year, more people are combining new functions to old products.
Give an example.
Digital cameras, they'll record audio. They may even record a small video clip.
Still cameras now you're talking about.
Exactly.
Ah, so you put, what kind of audio are you going to put on a still photograph? Hi, Mom?
Exactly. You can record 30 seconds of the baby's babble to go along with the photo. And it's easy to attach all that as a fairly small email.
Any other camera oddities or new combinations?
Well, again, the video is a nifty feature as well. You can record maybe 30 seconds of video, but it's going to be pretty low-quality video. It's only going to show up as sort of a postage stamp on a regular computer monitor. Not something I'd get real excited about, but kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of prices, once you begin combining things, does the price go up or not?
Invariably.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do is digital cameras. Now you can get a pretty good camera for $300 or $400. By adding these other features, they hope you'll spend another $100 or so.
Well, I wondered about that. Once you begin making all of those combinations, doesn't it sort of water down the finesse with which any single task can be done?
That's almost always the end result.
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind, whenever you look at these products, what the main function is, make sure that it can do that well and at the quality you want. And then if you want to pay a little extra for the bells and whistles, fine, but understand they really aren't what it's about.
Now, David, I have an extremely high-tech house in which the VCR has begun to get kind of pokey. So should I buy a new one, or is it time for a change?
DVD is all the rage now because it's gotten cheap, just like VCRs did a few years ago. But with most DVDs, you can't record. It's a one-way event. You're only going to be watching the movie that you rent from the local store or buy. They're fairly cheap to buy. There is a new class of DVD recorders out this year that are almost affordable. They start at around $1,000. You can record much more. You have a lot more control over what you record. It's easier to find programs because it's like a CD-ROM. You don't have to wait for the tape to rewind. But at $1,000, I'd probably wait a year. It may be only half that price next year.
Well, when are we going to get a machine that will let us all be Zelig? You remember that old Woody Allen movie? So that we can star in the Leslie Caron part in An American in Paris. So that you can be Brad Pitt in the next video that you go and rent from the corner store.
Virtual reality is a bit away. So stay tuned.
Well, here's how far away it is in my house. I can't talk to you anymore because I have to go buy a new needle for my phonograph.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot for being with us. David Legesse, a senior editor at U.S. News. He covers personal technology.